about the last 32, I really thought I had a chance hitting my card. I was just doing the right things at the right times in games. I wasn't necessarily playing the greatest I've ever played, but I was calm, very calm, and very confident in myself. And yeah, like I say, I thought I could do it. So I've been playing well leading up to it, so I was looking forward to it.
Now, obviously, you've been in and around the PDC events for quite a while, but this is your first card. What difference will this make to you on a week-by-week basis?
Well, I'm hoping it will make a massive difference, basically. The plan is, you know, as darts is now getting bigger and bigger, you've got to do the right things now. So, you know, it means early nights and preparing right, living a healthy lifestyle, really. It's the darts has got that big now. You can't just, you know, turn up and just expect to win. So a lot of work has to go into it. But also I'm up for the challenge and I can't wait, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in terms of the finances, can you live off, you know, what you'll earn from competing in tournaments? Do you have to have success to be able to make it work, or will you have to keep your job going as a decorator? All these things are considerations, I guess, you'll have to make over the next few weeks.
Yeah, ditto. I'll sit down Monday. I have a European Tour event Sunday. So when I'm back Monday, have a good sit down with my sponsor. I've got a great sponsor, Agincourt Removals. They've been absolutely brilliant with me, and they're going to back me all the way. Work-wise, say I'm self-employed, so, you know, it'd be a case of maybe tinkering about and doing a lot less, you know, maybe part-time, seeing if I can get jobs here and there and hopefully see where I am, you know, in a year's time, maybe.
Give us an idea in terms of your Portsmouth roots, whereabouts in Pompey you're from, and where's it started? What's your local pub? Who have you been practising with? Give us an idea of your Pompey roots.
I was originally from Buckland, now live in Hilsey. We play a lot of local events these days, so it's you know, there's so many leagues about now, like locally, and you have really, you're practicing with everyone all the time, so it's pretty good, really. I remember years ago when I first started, I just used to listen to my mum. She was a local dart player, used to take on board what she said years ago. She would put me in place when I'd done something wrong on the board, or, you know, etiquette and about the game, and sort of went from there, really.
So you've got your mum to thank, not just for getting you on the straight and narrow as a teenager generally, but actually your darts career as well.
Yes, it's sort of come as one, because I sort of spent basically my teenage life in the pubs playing darts, rather than, you know, what obviously a lot of people my age would do, sort of not a lot really, you know, on the streets or whatever. You know, it kept me involved with something, and obviously I decided to take it up, you know, originally. It didn't quite work out the first time, but I've sort of, you know, a bit more experience now, and so I'm really looking forward to it. So, you know, even the local pub I play in, playing a few local pubs, my actual local's the Phoenix in North End. Basically, you can go in there and you'll get a game of darts. So it's a real big darting pub, and I'd say you'll always get a game in there, so it's good.
What's the dream, Ricky, in terms of this year now? Because obviously the Worlds at Ali Pali have just finished. I mean, is that what you've got your eye on, if you can work through and get enough ranking points and get yourself qualified for that next year?
I mean, really, my realistic goal is, like I said, this could change within how the year goes, but my aim in these 2 years is to stay on the tour. So, you know, to stay in that top 64 in the world. The reason I don't set my ambition any higher is I set my ambition higher when I played on the tour before and didn't really put the practice and the effort what I should have had. I thought it would all come to me a bit too easily. And I was really disappointed when not. So, you know, I'm realistic in my aims. Obviously, if I do well for 6 months, 9 months, you know, things can change. So, it's, you know, it might be top 50 in the world, top 32, and we take it from there. My main aim, I would love to make a TV tournament this year. That would be my main aim.
And just finally, Ricky, just fill us in on the wedding story, because obviously there was this the wedding that you thought you might miss if you had to stay in Wigan and try and qualify for the rest of the week. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, well, basically, a friend of mine, he was born with cystic fibrosis, and he's not been well recently at all. Sort of last year, spent the whole year really in hospital, you know, only coming out, you know, here and there. And he had a life-saving operation. He had a lung transplant. Then there was complications with this, and had to have more and more operations since. And basically, we thought we were going to lose him a couple of times, really. And it was only recently, like obviously they were meant to be getting married later on this year. It was only recently there was complications, and sort of the doctor said, you know, maybe there's nothing more we can do. We'll try something that has not worked before. They tried it, and he's recovering. But during that time, they moved the wedding forward, and it clashed with this. So obviously, I was disappointed. He was disappointed. And but he said, go out there. He said, get your tour card and come back for the wedding. So, and luckily, I done it first day. So, and then now I can be there.